From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A cold spring, increased imports, and a persistent labor shortage have challenged California avocado growers as many kept fruit hanging on the trees in search of market opportunities. Terry Splain, Vice President of Marketing at the California Avocado Commission, says an oversupply drove down prices offered by retailers and packing houses. As a result, growers have been hanging on until prices rebound. Celebrating the 4th of July with a cookout will cost you significantly more than 2 years ago, although prices have fallen slightly from last year's record highs. Families will pay $67.73 to host an Independence Day cookout with 10 family members or friends based on the 2023 American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey. The grocery bill is down 3% from 2022, but still about 14% higher than just 2 years ago. The USDA gave two startup companies the go-ahead to sell lab-grown chicken. Good Meat, a subsidiary of a food tech company Eat Just, and Upside Foods will be allowed to sell their products that have been cultivated from real animal cells. Investopedia says chicken from Good Meat and Upside has been declared safe to eat by the USDA. Cultured meat, also called cell-based or lab-grown, uses stem cells from animal fat or muscle tissues to feed cells.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.